Okay, so last week we spoke about this topic, so we're going to continue on the same topic. Here you go. There's a Maimah Chazal in the end of Parashas Ekev. Rashi brings it, Hayyim La'Soysam, all the way to the end of the last pasuk in Parashas, Parashas Va'aschanan actually. Hayyim La'Soysam, Ulamocha La'Kabos Chorom. What? Rashi says Litael, the Gemara says La'Kabos, right. Okay, so last week we discussed one side of this Maimon Chazal, which is the Schar aspect. Schar b'zman hazeh, the Schar la'osadavai. There's another part of the whole story here, and that is the fulfillment of mitzvahs. The lashon of this medrash is mashma, or the gemara is mashma, that b'zman hazeh is the time to fulfill mitzvahs. La'osadavai is not, la'osadavai is no mitzvahs. La'osadavai is the time of schar, but not the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Hazeh is mashma. So is that true? Is that not true? When Mashiach comes, there'll be no more mitzvahs anymore. So the Rebbe discusses it in many places, and looking at first glance, it's not true that lost lover there'll be no mitzvahs. No, that's not the case. A discussion about it. We'll see some of the details today. We'll see some of the basic details about the subject today, and we'll start with a ha'ara. In this maimer over here from Ati Yisrael Tov Shalom Zayin, that the Rebbe said basically 40 years ago, almost exactly 40 years ago, Chafav Tov Shalom Zayin. So the Ha'ara is 43, number 43. See it? Okay. So the Rebbe here quotes the exact lashon that it says in the Gemara in Eidavin. The Eidavin Sham. The exact wording of the Gemara in Eidavin is Hayyim La'Saisam V'Loy La'Mocha La'Saisam. Today is the time to do mitzvahs and not La'Mocha, referring to La'Sad Lavai. And then it continues vayta hayayim lasaisam ulamachar lekabos charam. Today is the time to do mitzvahs, and lasad love you'll be rewarded for the mitzvahs you do. So the Rebbe will here explain what's the double lashon of the Gemara. Why does it say hayayim lasaisam but ulamachar lasaisam? Then hayayim lasaisam ulamachar lekabos charam. Even if there are two points here, it could have put it together hayayim lasaisam and v'loy ulamachar lasaisam elo lekabos charam. It puts it in like two separate things. Hayayim la'saisam la'lamach la'saisam. And then again, Hayayim la'saisam la'lamach la'kavus chorem. What are the two things that it's saying here? Al-pi'im ha'shakasav b'fneim, according to what it says inside the maimer, yeshloima, you can say that the pshat is as follows. What does it say inside the maimer? So I'm not going to read the whole maimer inside. It's an adichas here. But the point that Rebbe says in the maimer is that there's a certain maila of mitzvahs that are dom b'zman hazeh. What's the maila of the mitzvahs? That it involves an aveda of eskafia nesapcha. Today, because there is a yetzahara and there's nisyanis and there's challenges, so today to fulfill a mitzvah, it comes with a koyach of eskafia nesapcha. That's the maisa, the maila of mitzvahs today, and the lashon of la soisa masiya. The Rebbe says, besides meaning to do, also means kfiya, to force. Ma'asan al atzok is when you force someone else to give the amount that he pledged to give or exposed to give for tzedakah. So hayayim la'saisam, the Rebbe says, refers to not only the actual fulfillment of the mitzvahs, but the way it's being done. It's being done in a way of eskafya. So according to this, back into the order, pima shekhasa b'fnim yeshloima shalomachor, when it says that lomachor there won't be la'saisam, koyal yemoisa Mashiach. That refers to the days of Mashiach after Mashiach arrives. On that, the Gemara says, "V'leila mochel asayisam." What does it mean? Hagam shegam oz yeh kima mitzvus. Even after Mashiach comes, there will be mitzvus. V'lo yeh b'ifin de lasayis. Still, lo yeh b'ifin de lasayisam. It won't be in this way of lasayisam, which means asim aloshin kfiya. The skafia aspect will not exist once Mashiach comes. As Ruach HaTum Avim in the Oretz, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Mashiach comes right from the beginning. Yidden will do mitzvahs with a cheshek, with a geshmak, without any melchama, without any struggle. That's the first part of the Maimon Chazal. Hayayim la'saisam, v'loy l'mocha la'saisam. Then when it says it again, hayayim la'saisam, Masha'en kein l'mocha rabeis, when the Gemara repeats it a second time, that refers to the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is going to be a while later. After the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, sh'oz yiyu mitzvahs b'teilas. That is going to be a time period where mitzvahs are going to be bottled, as it says, there's a Chamayim HaChazal, the mitzvahs of Mar brings in Nidah in different places, mitzvahs b'teilas la'asad lavai, which refers to after Tchiyas HaMeisim. So after Tchiyas HaMeisim, the mitzvahs will be bottle. V'alzeh bepashtus. So on this it says, L'mochar, L'kabos Chorom, that L'mochar, not only will Yidden not be doing the mitzvahs in a manner of Las Soisim, but there won't be mitzvahs at all. The only thing that there'll be is L'kabos Chorom. She'oz lo yiyas Yisim mitzvahs v'chlal. There won't be any mitzvahs at that time period. Elo L'kabos Chorom. The only thing that will be is Yidden will be receiving the reward for the mitzvahs that they did today. Yeah, clear? So the Rebbe is teaching, it's not a repetition of the same time period, two different tkufas. The tkufa of Yimei Samashiach and the tkufa of Tchiyas HaMeisim. We're middle of 43. There's one more paragraph there. Bapizeh Yumtak, the Rebbe says, this will also explain better. Shebepamari Shainanemar Veloyle Mochor La Saisam. That it says, Ayem La Saisam Veloyle Mochor La Saisam. That word La Saisam is sort of extra. It could have simply said, Hayayim la saisam, v'lay la macha. So you would know that la macha, there's no la saisam. Why does it have to repeat the word la saisam again? So the point is, it's repeating it again to tell you, hashlila da siyim aloshin kfiya, that the only thing that will not be la macha is only this, the la saisam aspect of the mitzvah. If it would say, Hayayim la saisam, v'lay la macha, then it may have sounded like that la sadlavi, there won't be mitzvahs at all. So the stress is Hayem la Saisam v'loy lemochar la asaisam. This aspect of the mitzvahs. Ubepamashniyah, and then in the second time it's repeated. It says lekabel scharam. It tells you that there's going to be schar because then taket there won't be any mitzvahs at all after tchiyas hameisim. Okay, that's the pshat that Rebbe says in the Ha'ara and this Maima here. So according to what you read here, basically what does it come out? That in the time of Yimei Samashiach, after the Bais HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Mashiach will come and build the Bais HaMikdash, so then there still will be fulfillment of mitzvahs. But then, in a later tkufa, there'll be mitzvahs betelus. Yeah, as I come to this for Sashteta. Anders, yeah? Alright, so let's see that other. So there's a few other sikhs, more than one. All right. Okay. Here. There is a kuntris that came out in Tavshin Beis after some potato connection with the Siman Rambam that's called Kuntris Mitzvahs Potelis La'asad Lavai, where the Rebbe discusses this inyan bariches. But I did not make a copy of that kuntris. I made a copy of another sikha here, which is Parshas Ekev from Tavshin Mem Tes. There's also tremendous chedushim in this sikha here. Yeah, obviously I can't make a copy of the whole sikha. We're not going to learn the whole sikha inside. But just one ikedig point over here, that here the Rebbe in the beginning of the sikha, which I did not make a copy of, asks a question. Schar, when you reward someone for something, it has to be comparable to what he did. To be be'erech to what he accomplished. That's what you reward him for. Not only that, usually it comes to schar, a real proper payment. If you're paying a worker for what he did, so then you pay him the value of his work. Schar is more than just that. Schar, you reward someone, you give him beyond this, the payment of the value of his work. That's what schar means. Eva Zay says the Rebbe comes to mitzvahs, Yidden HaMekayim mitzvahs. How could there be any schar that could match up, that could be be'erech to the mitzvahs that you do? It's the Chabafedish Mishnah Pirkei Yavis. Yavis Shah Achas B'tshuva Maisim Tovim Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Chayolam Haba. So for one mitzvah, it's be'ein ha'raich to call chayelam haba. So how could call chayelam haba be a schar for that mitzvah achas, or for that most definitely many mitzvahs that a person does with chayelam hazeh? That is the question that Rebbe asks in the beginning of the sikha. Because of this question, the Rebbe says, Rebbe Shalta Veka Yisoid, the premise that enachanami, there is nothing that could be a reward for mitzvahs other than the mitzvah itself. The Alter Rebbe and Tanya is Meirich about this Indian. It's the Loshon is Chazal. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The only schar of doing a mitzvah is the fact that La'asad Lavei, the Eibush will give us more opportunity to do mitzvah. To do them even with more shleimus. To do the mitzvahs with more chayis, with more eichus, with more geschmack, with more. That is schar. There is no other schar other than mitzvahs. And the chiddush of this sikha here in Tavshim Mem Tes is that includes all different tkufis of schar that is going to be lasad lavai. Generally speaking, the zman of lasad lavai is divided into three time periods. There's Yemais HaMashiach, the zman when Mashiach arrives, that's the first period. Then there's the tkufa after that, which is Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then there's a third tkufa, which is Elef HaShvi. Elef Hashvi, the world exists for 6,000 years, it comes into the 7th millennium, it's considered the Chad Charuv, the Lashon that it's brought, it's a different Tkufa altogether, that's the Tkufa of Schar, that's a third Tkufa. In this Sikha, the Rebbe's Mechadish, that Hayyais, even looking at it from the aspect of Schar, it's impossible to have any Schar other than the mitzvah itself. Because then it wouldn't be be'erech to the schar. So in all these tkufas of schar, there's going to be kiyum ha-mitzvahs. It's going to be kiyum ha-mitzvahs which are much greater, with a much greater shleimus. And that is the schar. There is no other schar other than mitzvahs itself. Now, in order for, the thing is, the Rebbe shtalt avek this chiddush, this yisoid and this sikha, but there are different places in Tanya and in Chazal where it's mashma that it's not the case. Where it's mashma that lost the love, there won't be any mitzvahs. One basic place where the Rebbe sort of has a problem to put this chiddush in is in Tanya Perek Lamed Vav. And the Rebbe is Mechadish Anupshat in Tanya Perek Lamed Vav. I made a copy of Tanya Perek Lamed Vav on the other side. Let's read the Tanya Perek Lamed Vav Kipshutai. And then we'll see how the Rebbe changes the pshat in the Tanya to according to the chiddush that he says in the Sikha. So basically, in Tanya Perek Lamed Vav, the Alter Rebbe talks about the fact that the whole kavana of Bnei Yisrael is for Dira B'Tachtainim, and that all the Aveda that we do in this world, in Tachtainim, with his Kafia and his Hapcha and so on, what's going to happen eventually? Lo Asud Lavoi, it will bring about tremendous Giluyim of Eir Ein Seif into the world. Okay? That over here in Olam Hazeh will be a tremendous Giluyim. Over here, look, we'll start a little bit from the Shiyoir. Well, we'll start from the top line. I'm going to just read it quickly over here with Alter Rebbe. No, the next second column over here. Shiyoir. That Skafia and Ishapcha Shiyoir Oyer Hashem Ein Seif Baruch Hu B'Makom Achoshech V'Sitra Achere Shakol Elam Haza Kulay. That through all of our Aveda we do, there'll be a tremendous revelation of Ein Seif in this world. V'Yesseseis V'Yesseros V'Yisrenayim and Achoshech. And over here, Dafke, in a place where you transform Achoshech into Oyer, there's a greater advantage to this Oyer, even more than Meharasei Be'Elam Esal Yainim Shemeir Shom in Elam Esal Yainim, as great as it is. But nevertheless, the Oyer there is Al Yidei Levushim V'Hestapanam Amastirim Amalim Amayin Esay Baruch Hashloi Batal B'Metzias. L'Mayla in Elam Esal Yainim, there still are certain garments that cover up the light that a person shouldn't become Batal B'Metzias. But La'asad Lavai, through our Aveda of Iskafi and Ishapcha and Elam Hazeh, there'll be Giluyim here Lamata without any hell of a Hester whatsoever. That's so far what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here. Okay, I'm going to skip from this Nakuda until the next Nakuda. There's a sort of a Maimar Amuske here. The Alter Rebbe in between says that the Eibushter gives us Teire, that through learning Teire, you have the Koyach to be a Keli, to be Mekabel, these tremendous Giluyim. There you go. Okay, then the Alter Rebbe says as follows, and let's read this carefully, and we'll see the taich of the Tanya, and then the chiddush that the Rebbe says differently in the pshat of the Tanya. I'm starting from the first word on the line is Yoimam, where it says Venoida. This is Perek Lamed Vav of Tanya, as you see. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe says, now all these tremendous Giluyim, when will it take place? The Gili of Eirein Saif will take place when Mashiach comes. The Noida, so it's known, Shemais HaMashiach, Ubefrat Kesheyichya HaMesim, the days of Mashiach, and specifically after Tchiyas HaMesim, Heim Tachlis HaShleimus B'riyas HaElam HaZeh. That is the most complete and Shleimus of the creation of this world. And Alter Rebbe adds, Shelakach Nivra Mitchilasai. For this, the world was created. For this tkufa of Yemais HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMesim, this is what the world was created for. Now, what's the taich of this one word here? Shelekach. What's the taich of Shelekach? Which lekach? For what? The simple pshat of Tanya here is, and I looked at in the Shiurim B'Sefer HaTanya, which I believe it's all mugge from the Rebbe, the whole entire Shiurim B'Sefer HaTanya. So how does he taich here? What does Shelekach mean? Shelekach refers to the Gilui of Eirin Seif. The world has been created for Gilui Eirein Seif to be here in Tachtainim, and when Mashiach comes, that's going to happen. There'll be a Gilui Eirein Seif over here in this world. That's the title of Yevinoida, that the kavana of the world is for Yemais HaMashiach, Shelekach, for this Gilui of Yemais HaMashiach, Nivra Mitchilasai. Okay? Then, if take a look here in the Hagah, what does Alter Rebbe add in the Hagah? The Kabbalah's Schar, the Schar, when will a person be getting the Schar for all the Aveda that we do with Zman HaZeh? So that says Alter Rebbe, Ikroi will be primarily be'elef hashvi. In the elef hashvi, after the completion of the 6,000 years, in elef hashvi, that's the main time of Kabbalah Schar. As it says in Lekut HaTayre from the Arizal. So even though there'll be tremendous gilui of Erin Saif in the time of Yemei HaMashiach and Chiyas HaMeisim, but it's not the main Kabbalah Schar. The main Kabbalah Schar will be in the time of Elef HaShvi. So the Pashtus, according to what it says here, you read what the Alter Rebbe is saying here in Tanya, it's mashma as follows. Zman hazeh is the Zman of Maisa, to do the mitzvahs. Skafias, Hapchev, Choshech, with a battle with the Yetzahara, this is the time to do mitzvahs. What's the Zman of Yemei HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim? That's the time of Gilui Yerin Seif. And that's what the world was created for. The world was created for Gilui Yerin Seif. Lekach Nivra Mitchilaseh. And then you go to the ultimate Tkufa. The highest Tkufa is what? The time of Elef HaShvi. Then there will be Schar. There will be Schar and there will be no mitzvahs whatsoever. That's the simple pshat of what it says here in Tanya. But the Rebbe, if you turn over the page now, the Rebbe in the Sikha changes the pshat, and it changes. The Rebbe tells you what the correct reading of this Tanya is, how you should read what it says here in Tanya. As I said before, based on the Chiddush that the Rebbe says in the Sikha. Again, B'kitzer, the Chiddush that the Rebbe says in the Sikha is, there's no such a thing as anything past Torah mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the deepest connection a Yid could have to the Eibishter, and there's no schar you could give anyone for that. Any schar you'll give will not be a schar, because Yofa Shachas B'tshuva Maisim Tovim Be'olam Hazeh Mikol Chai Olam Haba. The only schar possible is a mitzvah itself. So the schar is going to be fulfillment of more mitzvahs, greater mitzvahs, more shleimus of mitzvahs. But whatever it is, there's no such a thing as schar outside of mitzvahs. Okay, the key of the mitzvah itself is the schar. So now take a look in Ara 33, how the Rebbe teaches this Tanya that we just read. Ara 33. The A, it's on the third column of the page. Here. The A Tanya. Okay? The A Tanya, Perek Lamed Vav, the Alter Rebbe, so the Rebbe here brings the Lashon of Tanya. Yumais HaMashiach, Ubefrat, Keshi Yichyu HaMeisim, Hein Tachlis HaShleimus B'ris HaElam HaZeh. This is the tachlis of what the world was created for. Shelekach nivra mitchilasoi. This is what the world was created for mitchilasoi. So the Nadar Rebbe says, ki oz yiyeh shleimus inyan ha-mitzvahs. So the Rebbe is teaching here. How could you say that the world was created for Yemei HaMashiach? You know why you could say that? Because even then, there will be mitzvahs. And now the Rebbe adds in parentheses, Shelekach nivra ha'olam. When the Alter Rebbe says lekach nivra, what is the Alter Rebbe referring to? Not to the gilui of Eirin Seif, but lekach nivra ha'olam means b'shvil ha'teira. What was the world created for? The very first Rashi in Chumash, Bereishis b'shvil ha'teira b'shvil Yisrael. The world was created for teira and for yidden to come and do teira mitzvahs. That's what the world was created for. So therefore, the Rebbe here is teaching that when it says in Tanya lekach nivra, what does lekach nivra mean? Lekach nivra doesn't refer to the gilui of Eirin Seif that's going to be. Lekach nivra refers to Torah and mitzvahs, because that's what the world was created for. So if the Alter Rebbe says that Yemei HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim is the Shleimus, and that's what the whole world was created for, what does it refer to? It refers to Kiyum HaTorah mitzvahs. Because that's what the world was created for. You could see that in the Bekitzah here, in the Ha'orah, Bavarning, putting in the correct pshat in Tanya, how to teach these words, Lekach Nivra, that Lekach Nivra refers to Teira and not to the Gilui Yerin Seif. Shal Yodam Nasa Tzavse V'chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's through the fulfillment of mitzvahs that you have the ultimate connection and the ultimate schar, the ultimate connection to the Eibishter. That's as far as the pshat in Tanya. So it's a different pshat in the lekach. Okay, clear? Not to the Gilui Yerin Seif. Lekach refers to the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. Now, what's with what it says in the Haggah? The Haggah says Kabbalah Schar Ikrei Be'elef HaShvi. So it's sort of mashma that the Schar in Elef HaShvi is going to be something that has no shayches b'chlal to mitzvahs. So, soft, pass it over. Join us, Ellie. So, it's mashma that even if it's true that in Yemei HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, there still will, Lekach Nivra, the Alter Rebbe uses the expression Lekach Nivra, which the Rebbe just teached, that it goes on mitzvahs, even in Yemei HaMashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, but how about Elef HaShvi?
Elav Ashvi, the Alter Rebbe in the Haggah, clearly says it's only the Zman of Kabbalah Schar. So there's a further Ha'ara here in the Shulei Agilian, all the way at the bottom of the page.
The whole
talks about it. About what? It starts off with Tachtainim, and it's the Tachlis of Shtalshalos, Skafyes, Hapche, yeah, and then Gilead Insight, correct? The Poshet Pshat, in the Hamshach of Perek Lam Devav, when it says, Lekach Nivra Mitchilosai, it's going on Gilead Insight. I mentioned before, I checked it up in Shurim B'Sefer HaTanya, because I wasn't sure, is the Pshat that Rebbe is saying here a totally new Pshat, or is this the Poshet Pshat? I didn't always read Tanya this way. Like I said before, this is a different Pshat, this is a new Pshat that Rebbe is saying here. The Lekach Nivra refers to Teira Mitzvahs and not to the Gilead Insight. But the shaila is, what's the lekach?
Fine, but I'm saying it's not a question because before we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And a chanami, right? Right. Yeah, the lekach goes on this man of Yemei Mashiach, but the Alter Rebbe described before what Yemei Mashiach is.
Right.
And he described it as his man of Gilead and Seif.
Right. He didn't say shleimus hamitzvus.
Right.
Fine.
But the Rebbe here is saying that lekach nivra has to be mitzvus. For two reasons. The Rebbe has two achreichim for it. Number one, because there can't be any schar other than mitzvah itself. And number two, the Lashon Lekach Nivra Mitchilosai has to mean mitzvahs, because that's what the world was created for. The world was created for mitzvahs, not for anything else. Those are the two achreichim. Interesting. It's a big chiddush here. Okay, then...
Because there's no schar for mitzvah.
Before, in the Sikha. Earlier on in the Sikha. Yeah, this sikh Akev Topshim and Pes is a big chiddush. This sikh, I'm going to get to this Indian. It's a great chiddush. Okay, Shulei Agilian on the bottom of the page. Got it? Under the Ha'ara. There's more to read in the Ha'ara, but this is the first of the Pshat and Tanya. Maybe we'll continue next week. But Ma Shanema Bahagol, this that Alter Rebbe says in the Hagol Shom, the Kabbalah Schar Ikre Be'Elof Hashvi, that Elof Hashvi will be a time for Kabbalah Schar. So Lechayre here, it's certainly Mashma. That Elof Hashvi is not a time for mitzvahs, it's just a time of Kabbalah Schar, and that's it. Ula Yeshloima, possibly you could say as follows, that Be'emes, it will be a time of mitzvahs, because there is no Schar outside of mitzvahs. But, Ki Aschar, mitzvah, the Rebbe puts in the word mitzvah, because according to the Rebbe, Schar and mitzvah are synonymous. The Schar is the mitzvah itself. The Schar, or the mitzvah of Elof Hashvi, hu lemailo mikol geder olam hazeh, it's going to be such a kind of schar, or such a kind of mitzvah, which is beyond any definition that we know of in this world. Or any Aveda that we have in this world, the Birur HaGashmias, which the Aveda today entails dealing with Gashmias, refining the Gashmias, Tayvara, there's a mixture of good and bad, and so on. Asad Lavai, mitzvahs will be of a different caliber. It won't have those aspects. It won't have the aspect of Gashmias, and it won't have the aspect of Tayvara. But it will still be mitzvahs. So the Rebbe's teaching, when the Alter Rebbe says, Kabbalah Schar Ikri Be'elof Hashvi, it doesn't mean there's going to be schar and not mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe is saying that it's going to be schar. Reason why he refers to it as schar and not mitzvahs is because it's going to be from a completely different caliber of mitzvahs, which can't be compared to the mitzvahs that we have today. So comparing the two, the mitzvahs we have today and the mitzvahs la'asad lavay, that's called schar, because it's a completely different type of mitzvah. But it's still mitzvahs. It's not outside the union of mitzvahs. That's what the Alter Rebbe teaches here. Sorry, the Rebbe. That's what the Rebbe teaches here.
You're taking schar out of the simple meaning as a reward, but the reward is...
The reward is the mitzvah itself. The Alter Rebbe's lashon is mashma, that it's not a mitzvah. Kabbalah schar, the Alter Rebbe says. It's befeirish mashma, that it's a nishke mitzvah. It's a kabbalah schar for mitzvahs. The answer is, it's going to be mitzvahs, but mitzvahs are a different geder. So to distinguish between the mitzvahs today and the mitzvahs then, the Alter Rebbe uses the lashon schar because it's be'ein aroich. So for a different erech whatsoever.
What you're saying is different than we always know that schar mitzvah is lashon schar to the chibur. That's the word.
This is in the ruchni is a ginyan. Yeah.
Is that different?
Well, if it's true, schar mitzvah, that when you do a mitzvah, the schar is the very tzavs of the chibur itself, but that la'asad lavoi, the pashtus, the pshat is that also the pashtus is, it is different because the pashtus, the pshat of that is that safs of a chibur will be revealed loss of love. Today when we do a mitzvah, every mitzvah that's done creates a safs of a chibur, or to use another word, a certain gilui, a certain relationship, a certain revelation. Today, which we don't feel. Today we don't feel that. Also, lavoi, that will be revealed. Right? So in the earlier on in this sikha here, the Rebbe brings that pshat, and the Rebbe says, okay, according to that conventional pshat, it comes out, today we do the actual mitzvah itself. Well, also, lavoi, will be revealed what was accomplished through the mitzvah. So the Rebbe doesn't accept that. The Rebbe says, the gilui of the mitzvah is not as great as the mitzvah itself. The fulfillment of the very mitzvah itself is much more valuable even than the revelation of what you accomplished through the mitzvah. When we mele here, the Rebbe says, a new pshat in schar mitzvah mitzvah. Not that schar mitzvah is the tzavsev chibur, but schar mitzvah is the very fulfillment of mitzvahs itself, which will continue, l'asad lovei, including an elef hashvit.
So it's mamish no schar.
The mitzvah
you're literally taking away the
pshat. That's it. Mitzvahs. Tom mitzvahs. Loilam vod. Mitzchi. Huh?
What's schar for lunch?
No.
Only taste. So oil of rabo will be the same reward like we have from lunch right now.
That's what he says.
I understand. Right now we feel lunch taste, but when we put filling, we don't feel taste.
Correct.
Rabo will be opposite.
Now here will be the Rebbe's machalish much more. What you're saying is what it always says. That's the usual pshat. True. Here the Rebbe says that feeling what a mitzvah is about is still not as valuable as the lunch itself, as the mitzvah itself. And therefore, the only schar could be the very mitzvah itself. And therefore, that even lost at Lavoi, David will give you more opportunity to do mitzvah with a greater shleimus, to do a higher level of a mitzvah. In Elef Hashvi, it'll be a different erech of a mitzvah, but it'll that's what it's going to stick to. Mitzvahs, nothing else.
Nothing else.
What's going to be the mitzvah? What is the
difference between now and the mitzvah? It will be with less of. So that's already goes back to the point that we learn here. That the mitzvah will be without last seisim, with less of skafia. But the mitzvah will remain.
Anybody talking about the
mitzvah?
Not yet.
Yeah, right. Okay, there's more here in the artist. We'll do it next week.